The Montague WebWorks website of the week now on Bear Country 95.3. And Mick is here. Hi, Mick.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Did you catch the whole internet strike thing last week? It was last Wednesday.
Yeah, a lot of sites just went dark for one day, right?
Yeah.
And it was a protest.
It was a protest.
What was that all about?
It was a protest against a bill that's going through Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives. And they have different titles in each, but the one that people recognize is SOPA, S-O-P-A, which stands for Stop Online Piracy Act.
Okay.
And the one in the House is called PIPA, P-I-P-A, which is
basically the same thing.
Basically the same thing. Right?
Okay. Why were all those websites like Wikipedia, I know, was a big one.
Right.
Yeah, why did they decide to have this protest?
With many laws, there are always loopholes and theoretical things that could be done with it, abuses that could be done with it if you don't take that into consideration up front. So the whole purpose of the bill was, you know, offshore you have certain countries like pirating DVDs. They'll make a copy and then sell a million of them.
Yep.
And, you know, so now Columbia and all these movie companies.
Sure. Production companies
are losing money, large amounts of money, and that hurts the economy. And they estimate that it's in the billions of dollars that the United States gets hit with this kind of stuff.
Okay.
As well as websites like YouTube and Vimeo, people posting segments of movie clips and online, you know, songs online, and like, no, that's copyrighted material. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So they're trying to put something in place for that. First of all, let me give the website that people should go to read up on this. It's called SOPA Strike, S-O-P-A Strike. com.
Okay.
It's a good place to start. I mean, there's a lot of them. If you go to Wikipedia or just go to Google and type in SOPA, you'll get a lot of information. But for a single short URL, that's a good one to remember. And they talk specifically about the strike.
Mm-hmm.
The places where things can go wrong is that the law says there's no body that sort of polices this. It's a self-policing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, Columbia may say, oh, there's this website where they posted a lot of content from some of our movies. We only need to issue a letter saying we think that they're doing something wrong before we take action. And they don't even have to submit that to any government body or anything. They just issue a letter and then contact the hosting company, the website hosting company, the IP host, and say, you got to shut them down. So that now gives the potential for Google, who owns eBay and I believe YouTube as well, to say, well, you know, we're going to go in cahoots with some of these other organizations and just shut down Vimeo and Flickr and all those, because people are always posting that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's that potential, and that's what everyone's up in arms about. It's like, oh, you know, don't shut me down. Also, if you on your Facebook thing were to say, you know what, if this law were to go into effect, if you were to say, hey, there's a way to get around this law by going here. If they found out about that, they would demand that Facebook delete your account.
So whoa!
All your years, you know, you might have been on for 5 years. You've got thousands of photos. You've got a boom.
I just started doing the timeline.
Right, you're gone. You're off the timeline. You no longer exist, buddy. So that's what people are worried about.
All like, right. So where can people get more information? What is it? It's SOPA.com?
SOPA Strike. .com, or just go to Google and type in SOPA in the search bar.
Yeah, find out more about this.
Oh, yeah.
This is certainly only the beginning and not the end.
Right, but it has been stopped. So Harry Reid and everyone else is sort of like, all right, we're going to take a break on this for a couple of months and look into it a little bit more.
Everybody cool off.
We're going to cool off. Everyone calm
chill.
Down. So we're, you know, we're in a holding pattern right now.
Mick is from Montague WebWorks, and he joins us every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock. We're going online with Mick. And do remember that Montague WebWorks is a part of the 30% store. That's the Bear Country website at bear953.com. Basically, you can get 30% off these services at Montague WebWorks, like creating a brand new website.
Brand new website, or if you have an existing website and you sort of don't like the way it looks or don't like the way it works, or you want to be able to edit it yourself, you just come to me, give me some certificates, 30% off, and I'll set you up.
Information is online, 30% store at bear953.com. Have a good day.
See you next week.